I wish it to be distinctly understood by friends, and even those who prefer to be my enemies, that I feel perfectly conscious of my own entire sanity, and upon the strength of which I do assert that so strong is the prejudice against the poor unfortunate creatures, once having had the misfortune to become an inmate of a madhouse, that never after is he recognized as a fit and reliable witness in a court of law, or is he again looked upon as he once was, even in the community in which before he may have been esteemed a good and useful citizen. This stigma I have suffered from severely, knowing as I do that I have been wantonly deprived of my civil rights as a citizen of this great republic by those whose wealth and power enables them to crush me in order to screen their iniquity. Therefore, the admission once into an insane asylum, like the incarceration of a felon in a penitentiary, ever after incapacitates him from mingling in society and enjoying his former and mostly desirable privileges of life, his domestic and friendly relations with his fellow beings. This of itself is sufficient cause for all and more that I have said or written in condemnation of the main insane hospital, its rulers, and vampire officers. I have stated my own grievances pretty succinctly. In relation to the other cases, such as I have witnessed myself, are true, and I firmly believe that all the other cases that I have cited are true in their material points. There may possibly be some slight errors in the details, but I would further state that it is my firm belief that there are a multitude of cases of which no report is given, more atrocious, barbarous, and bloody. And I do therefore most urgently move that they, the friends, or those professing to be such, shall rather confine their poor, forlorn, and afflicted brother or sister in the deepest cellar or remotest garret, chain, confine, neglect, spurn, burn, freeze, or starve, do anything, however bitter or unfeeling, rather than send them to an insane hospital to be tortured by such cannibals.